genetically modified weeds? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In many parts of the world, people are concerned about the impact of genetically modified plants on the environment. Allison Snow, a botanist at Ohio State University, has been looking at one aspect of this. What happens when genetically modified crops crossbreed with their weedy relatives?
There are a lot of organisms that are being considered for genetic engineering where we want to know where those genes will go and what impact they might have on naturally occurring organisms.
She and her colleagues studied sunflowers that had been genetically engineered for pest resistance. They crossbred the sunflower with a wild version to simulate what would happen if its pest resistance gene accidentally spread. The researchers found that the wild sunflowers did reap benefits from the gene.
We measured damage from insects, and the damage levels were much lower on the wild plants that had this new gene. And at one of our two study sites, the plants produced 55% more seeds per plant.
Snow says the results highlight the need to be extra careful with crops that have wild relatives, because once an engineered trait spreads, it's impossible to get it back. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.